That is true, everybody. It is Shitty Cowboy Saturday, which means first we have to start off with... Actually, first, what we want to start off with is this coming Friday to Saturday, we've got our 24-hour Extra Life charity event. So you can donate there on the screen, bit.ly/goose2021, help us hit our goal of $3,000. And if you didn't know yet, in the middle of the night, depending on where you are in the world, it's probably going to be in the middle of the night. We have got the original Shitty Cowboys will be Sean and Jerundu playing some Red Dead Redemption as their Shitty Cowboys characters. So make sure to tune into that and all the other events on that. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be us doing mostly tabletop stuff and then some video games overnight for 24 hours straight to raise money for Cincinnati Children's Hospital. Go check that out and donate. And now... who wants to recap last time on Shitty Cowboys? I think I did the last recap, actually.
You did. Made you do it. So, I guess it's me. Well, we was fixing to link up with the rest of Silas's posse there, and there was a, Doc? Was the fella we was there to meet in this village of halflings, and they all herded and dealt with dinosaurs. All of a sudden, the village came under attack by a herd of rampaging hadrosaurs and stegosaurs or triceratops or something, and also Allosaurus was causing a stampede.
Yep.
So, I turned into a hadrosaur and tried to rally them, as a kind of a leader, I suppose. Sean perpetuated some acts of daring do and wrestled up some of them dinosaurs as I was fixing a rampage through the halfling village. And eventually we turned the tide and convinced the fleeing hadrosaurs to stampede at the allosaurus, and we fought them off.
Yeah,
that was about it, but that was a long fight.
it was, and that's why tonight for this next portion of this adventure, I had already planned it for last time, thinking that for some reason that it was going to go much quicker than that. But you ended up turning all, I think it was like a dozen or two dozen dinosaurs towards the predators and stomped them out. Sean Morrison riding your back. You did get turned back into a man. Yeah, you got hit really hard and turned back into Jambalaya, and Sean Morrison just stayed on your back.
Well, it's strange, but a large dinosaur has less hit points than I as a person do, so
what?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Very weak constitutions have dinosaurs.
I believe it was one hit. You got hit one time and turned back into a man.
Well, that brief period, I was majestic.
Yeah, it was, and you were able to speak with the dinosaurs and convince them to turn against their oppressors. Mm-hmm. After that, Doc was even more indebted to you all now for helping the tribe that he was working with and trying to heal up. The original goal was that two episodes ago, you guys were in a gnarly bar fight. Silas found you guys and liked the cut of your jibs and hired you for a sum of gold each to go and bring what is that person's name to justice. Of course, I will see it here. My notes pop up at me in a minute. This person murdered his friend in the town of Wisp Gulch. Baron, something we can just call him the Baron because obviously his name's not super. Brimmer, Baron Brimmer. he wanted you two to go and help him bring this person to justice because he can't really go to law enforcement because Brimmer kind of owns all the law enforcement in Wisp Gulch. Brimmer trades in dragon shards and iron witch iron, So he's actually the one that paid for this lightning rail to that goes around not only West Hollow, but kind of all around this Western Plains. And he also had a stop installed at Wisp Gulch. So you guys are going to be taking the lightning rail to go and confront Brimmer. And after boarding the lightning trail or the lightning rail, Silas did mention to you guys that his plan is to somehow leave behind the train cars of Brimmer's men, because majority, if not all, there may be some people that are working on this train, or maybe some people that are just like you all on the train for, you know, train purposes. But the vast majority of people that are going to be on here,
purposes, you know,
standard, you know, getting from point purposes. A to point B. But a lot of them are going to be Brimmer's men. So the goal is to leave behind the, train cars, so that when you get to Wisp Gulch, you'll have a lot less resistance. And also, it will kind of rally the townsfolk, to show that Brimmer's not invincible. Like, you guys, you know, already stood up to him once with this, you know, at least minor inconvenience of, stopping this train. So, that's kind of the goal, is to, somehow, stop this. He wants to, like, separate cars and get them, you know, left behind, mm-hmm. or stop the train completely. And he's got some contacts that are going to be meeting up with you all to get you the rest of the way to Wisp Gulch after after you all do whatever your plan is. And I think that's a pretty thorough recap.
Yeah.
We entered in and you all are sitting coach, just to refresh everybody on the kind of layout of this train. It only has 8 cars, not 101. The car all the way in the back is gambling car, then coach carriage, and then there is bar, and then 2 luxury cars, and then 2 supply cars, and then the engine car.
Did you get that reference now?
Yes, now that I started watching, it's from Snowpiercer, right?
Uh-huh.
But it's more than 101, isn't it? 1,000?
1,001.
1,001, yeah.
But okay. Still, that's what I was going for. I was just a little drunk.
We were, I think, yeah. I know I was a little drunk on the last one, too. So I'm glad that I edited a little bit today to refresh my memory, and that's why I was able to do that recap. So yeah, we'll, let me get some tabletop audio going. That is hopefully not super loud. And, we'll start off in the coach car with you two, Clang, Silas, and not Clang, it's Twang, and Doc. So it's you five together, and there's some other people in coach. So the cars, for, you know, distances and things like that, the cars are about 100 foot wide or 100 foot long and 50 foot wide, pretty big cars. And you can see that there are double doors on either side of this car that are like glass double doors that you can, that open, well, or automatic doors that open and close, when people approach them. Mm-hmm. Just so you guys can kind of get a sense of what this, and this car that you guys are in right now is nothing but about 10 rows of seats. And in the middle, there's like a square of seats that have actual corners facing each other. So your group would probably be taking up like a decent chunk of that, those two like booths that are facing each other, as you guys can kind of conspire.
All right. I didn't really think we'd be able to get on the train, to be honest. So now I'm kind of at a loss for what we should do next. You two fellas got any bright ideas?
Well, we'll get in real close and whisper-like, yeah. Because this is surreptitious business. So the plan was that we disconnect these here train cars from the engine.
Yeah, or just stop, like, the whole train. But there may be some, like, you know, innocent people on here, so maybe not like blow up the train, but if we stop it or just it's whatever we can do.
Well, probably. Well, easiest way to get a snake is to cut off his head. We push to the front of the train, then we either disconnect the carriages from the engine or from the supply cars, and drop them that way, or else we hold up the driver.
Okay.
Yeah, it's only 8 cars, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it ain't that, you know. When I was coming in, I was only counting 8 cars, so I don't think it'd be too hard to push up through. I mean, honestly, we've got tickets. Like, we paid. So I don't know if anyone's gonna really, like...
Why don't we see how far we can get up the train with these here tickets? And then we'll go from there. Keep going until somebody stops us.
Okay.
You see anybody with any fancy shooting irons or anything?
No, in here, there's not a ton of other riders. You think that this train's all pretty new, so it's probably the fact that it's so new, not a ton of people have, you know, taken upon themselves to catch a ride on it yet. But you see, we'll say that there are 4 people that are scattered about further towards the next car closer to the engine. And then there are people that are ticket takers and people that are walking from one car to the other. You see some people that are really well-dressed coming from further down and walking back towards the gambling car in the back. But in here, you don't see anyone with any guns in here.
All right. Cool. Well, I suppose we'll just press on. Ain't no need to do anything fancy like climb on the outside of the carriages unless somebody tries to stop us.
That does sound kind of cool, though.
It would be cool. Yeah. It would also be real, real friggin' dangerous. I mean, you see how fast we're going?
Yeah, I'd probably put it at about 30 miles an hour.
God.
This train's going about
30
miles.
Human beings wasn't meant to travel so fast.
How fast do horses go?
Probably faster than 30 miles. I mean, my dog runs faster than like 30 miles an hour.
That's what I was thinking. It says this thing, while in operation, moves at 30 miles an hour. And I was thinking, that doesn't sound very fast.
Lightning rail, probably at least 100 miles an hour, right?
Yeah.
Pretty fast.
I think the author of this, Alex Clippinger, who also wrote, West Hollow, I think he didn't want anybody to fall off going 100 miles an hour and die, so he set it at 30. Because, yeah, horses can run 55 miles an hour.
I mean, Usain Bolt can probably run 30 miles an hour.
Steam locomotive top speed.
Yeah, Usain Bolt can probably run faster than this train, at least for a short distance.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, do you think it's going to be like...
The world speed record for a steam locomotive is 126 miles an hour, so...
It's much faster.
I really think it boils down to him not wanting, if anybody did get up on top and fall, that he didn't want anybody to just insta-die or get left behind.
Well, I mean, that's fair enough.
All right, so do we all go to get... That'd be kind of suspicious, right? Like 5 of us?
Do you go up one at a time?
What? Yeah.
Y'all want to go one at a time?
Well, I mean, I don't suppose...
I forgot your voice.
Mosey on up it as a posse.
I'm just changing my voice like every day.
I forgot your voice changing.
It's them folk remedies I've been boiling up from all them roots and berries. It's having a very strange effect on your larynx.
It's got me all fucked up, boy.
Exactly. One day that other testicle will descend and we might settle on a voice. Until that time, we'll get you all the potions and lotions and keep praying.
Who wants to... who wants to hop on up there first?
That's what I said to my first wife.
I mean, I think it seems like it should probably be one of you two, to be honest. You're both the better fighters of the five of us. I mean, Twang's kind of useless, and Doc is a pacifist, so...
Well, I am a wilderness ranger, as pointed by this here 10-star, so I think I'll take the lead on this one.
You want to go in a duo?
Sean, you can back me up. You're my deputy.
Yeah. We'll go as a duo.
Anybody gives any shit, I'll just flash the old 10.
All right, we'll just hang back here until we get the signal, which... Do we have one?
A gunshot.
Yeah. You hear a gunshot.
You know it's on.
We'll get up there real fast if we hear any gunshots.
Okay. Yeah. You two stand up and approach these doors, and they slide open. And so this is the first time you are seeing really, the kind of connecting apparatuses between these cars. So walking on, it's a platform that is about 10 feet wide. It's like a steel, like a mesh grate platform that has these mid-chest high railings to you two that are metal railings. And then The car in front of you also has that same style, 10-foot by 5-foot little platform. Like that's just butting up against to it. Mm-hmm. And then on either side, left and right, it's open air right now. It's not straight car to car. You walk onto this platform and you can look to the left and right, and there are these two on either side. They're really big, maybe like a foot in circumference. They kind of look like big iron, like bolts, but they're pressed together and almost touching, but not touching. And it's on either side of it. It's probably some kind of like really heavy magnet or something that's keeping them together. Mm-hmm. And then you take a couple steps, and then the doors in front of you slide open. And inside here, this is the bar car. This is a stark contrast to the car you all just came from. Because this car is, not only is it actually pretty packed, you do see some weaponry in here. You see a couple what look to be, you'd probably put them as like drunken mercenaries of some sort. You've seen their type before. They're pretty rough looking, and like I said, they all have, you know, at least one gun. Some have two, some have a rifle on their back. This is probably Brimmer's kind of armed protection for his car, and because this is also a cargo car, so it needs to have some kind of insurance to protect that cargo. But like I said, they're also drinking right now. And so this one is, again, about 100 foot long, 50 feet wide. There's a few different bar tops in here. There's actually a full-on big rectangle bar in the bottom left. And then the far corner away from you is another smaller bar. And there's padded booths that kind of crisscross all around. And then a couple scattered small tables. And then some more doors on the other side.
How many guards do you think there are?
How many guards? Yeah. We would put that at about 9.
Oh, God.
And then there's some people that aren't armed also in here enjoying a drink. They seem a lot less rowdy. Maybe even a little timid from the armed mercenaries nearby. But, I mean, they seem, you know, in a good enough mood. You hear them swapping stories, and it's, I don't know. It's not like they're, like, itching for a fight, it doesn't look like. And they're not really paying you too much mind at all.
Well, I guess we're gonna just try and breeze on through, just all casual-like.
Mm-hmm. Let's act all right, like we belong.
Yep, had it.
Okay.
Excuse me, fella. Thank
you. we'll say that you two get halfway into this car, and then you can see that on the far end of it, the door that you two are heading towards. This one does have an armed ticket taker by this door. Because I don't remember. I know I said it. I don't know how you would have known it. Maybe it's maybe like there was like a map of the train cars, or maybe Silas had some inside scoop about the train, because the next car is the luxury cars. So you think that this person probably actually does care if you've got the luxury first class ticket or not to go into this next car.
All right.
Just wanted to give you guys some that bullshit.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I can probably impress upon him the urgency of the situation with my law badge and such. If that doesn't work, I had another idea. So, you know how I can use my wasps to, like, do things for me, like carry things around, like the... as if I was a magician using the spell Mage Hand. But it's wasps that do things, right? Now, say I wanted my Mage Hand made of wasps not to do any physical damage to somebody, but just to, like, pinch them on the nose, say. Just to, like, annoy them. And I get, like, a cloud of wasps just, like, pinching and pinching and pinching this guy on the face.
Which now, guy?
Would that be something that the dungeon master might allow? I'm not asking the mage hand to lift anything heavy or do any damage. It's just to, like, pinch his face. Like wasps, stinging.
Okay, is this going to be plan A or B?
I think plan B.
Plan B. Oh, that was... it would have been very funny if they were bees. It's still kind of funny.
Well, it's plan wasp. Plan strappy buzzard thing.
Okay. Yeah, that would probably, depending on how we get to that, it may work. But for now, if we want, we can walk up to him and just do whatever kind of bullshit you guys are about to do.
What time of day is it?
It's little in the afternoon, maybe like 2. Does that change?
Yeah, things? I was wondering that too.
Just changes my greeting, that's all.
Okay.
Afternoon, right. Partner.
He stands at attention. Afternoon.
I see you were very industrious and attentive to your duties there, sir.
Yes, sir. That's why I get paid the big bucks.
I take it that you are there to ensure that no riffraff enter the first class establishment.
That's right, sir.
Is that right? Well, if I... just be careful now, because I am here incognitus. I'll just open up my lapel and it's my... my badge. My name is Jambala Pendergrass. You may have heard of me. I am a wilderness ranger, and I am enforced of the law in these here parts.
Now, sir...
Well, I have information that there are bandits undercover as well-dressed gentlemen in first class. And I have to make it my duty to investigate.
Sir, this is Baron Brimmer's train, sir.
Well, I'm sure Baron Brimmer wouldn't like it if his friends were all roughed up and riled by some bushwhackers. Live from off the prairie. I'm going to keep my voice down. I'm getting excited now.
He leans in a little bit.
Don't want to alarm these fine people.
Sure. Jambly? Is it Jambly?
It's Jambalaya Pendergrass, but you can just call Jambly. Me Ranger if you like.
Ranger Jambly. I don't know if you know this, but Brimmer doesn't exactly hire the cream of the crop, right? It's usually bandits. Well, there's gonna be bandits here. There's bandits in this room.
Well, I'm aware of that. But they're super bandits, like even worse bandits. You think you know what regular bandits is like? You want to see the bandits that prey on the bandits? Bandit plus super bandits.
Okay, okay, let's do a deception check. Let's see how that goes. Super bandits. First roll of the night. Oh, you're not in roll 20.
Oh, hang on.
Or are we in the wrong roll 20? Me and Sean couldn't remember.
My gosh.
Oh, God. I don't know if I want this to go good or bad.
Well, it's going to be an unmodified roll. So,
is it really? For deception? Yeah,
I don't have...
what about with your badge? I thought you got, like, advantage.
Oh, yeah.
I thought with that badge you get advantage on any kind of...
I do, yeah. I have advantage on anything pertaining to me being a authority figure.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I'll get advantage on that. Okay, I'm in now. Right. Here it comes. That's a 9.
Oh, a 9. Not great for that.
That's
one.
That's 16.
16. Okay. Alright. I like it with a 16, yeah. Oh, gosh, sir. I don't think...
Keep
I don't think
Primer
is planning... Oh. Do you think there's any in here?
Could be.
He puts his hand on his fire.
Yeah, it could be. Now, I suggest you stay vigilant. I think they would be likely to stay where their high-priority targets are, which is in the first class.
Should we tell them about our partners?
Yeah, that's right. I deputized a party back there. There's a Kenku fella. Don't speak much, but he plays a very good banjo. And who else was there? There's a fella named Silas. And
Silas looks almost exactly like you, Drundudu, right now.
Here we go. Silas looks like kind of like this imaginary picture of me. And the other fellow's a Warforged named Doc. Is that right? He's a Warforged?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, like, would the Super Bandits have any, like, markings or any secret
if he was to open
handshakes?
Well, yeah. Yeah, now, the thing is, you've got to look out for them. You got to see, they got a very distinctive tail. Now, what they do...
Tail?
A tail. Not,
they got tails?
No, not a tail. A tail. Like in poker.
Okay.
What they do...
I was never good at poker.
Well, I can see that. What they do now... You got to keep your eyes, because they do very underhanded things. They got a secret handshake that they do underneath the table. Okay. So what you got to do is you got to make some pretense, get on your hands and knees, and look underneath all them tables. See? Because if they catch, they'll get wise and you'll never catch them. What they do is they reach underneath the table towards each other. You got the S grip and the fingers here. They wiggle it backwards and forwards. And then they take their hands out, slap them on the table.
And that means that they're both super bandits.
That means that's how they recognize each other. Of course, the other way you can tell is if they unbutton their shirts, they got a big S.
That might be easier to spot.
Well, I mean, you got to start, like, unbuttoning people's shirts. Which I don't know. I don't know the limit of your authority as a security man on board this air train, but
he unclasps his gun.
Yeah,
I think I can do
try
that.
Try and keep your head low and don't pay any attention to what's coming in and out of the doors. You want to be looking underneath the tables. Okay. All times.
I'm gonna start flipping tables.
Yeah, I reckon that's probably a good idea.
We shouldn't have made our call shot like a gunfire.
That's true.
Fuck. Oh, yeah. We should have him go tell the boys. I don't know what else to do. Head on up.
Excuse me a second. Just from back. Actually, you know what? I don't think it's a good idea if I do, like, shoot off a gun. I guess we'll, like, make the train go toot toot like 3 times.
Are you talking to me, Silas, now?
That's right.
I ran back here.
I'm
right?
all
okay.
out of breath because I had to run back all through for the carriages. Yeah. But anyhow, we figured that actually shooting a gun was probably a pretty bad idea to stay, keep things on the down low.
The moment you left, I thought that's a bad idea for that one.
What we're going to do instead is we'll make the train go like toot toot three times.
Well, toot 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 or toot toot three times, like toot 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 toot.
Like that, the second thing.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Six times to toot 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 like that.
Okay.
Because they don't do that normally because it's weird, right?
No. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So no.
I don't think I've heard a single toot yet.
They do that all the time and you just get confused. Anyhow.
Right. Okay. All right. See ya.
Guys run back to the security guy.
All right.
All right.
If he's...
All right, sir.
So, get low.
Look, you get the front of the car. I'll get this car. It's pretty crowded. I'll check this one out.
I'm leaving, see if I'm leaving in your super capable bands. Hands. I can see you are a stickler for detail.
Yeah, I'll sniff them out.
I'm sure you
literally
will.
Sniff them. Okay.
Yeah, he lets you guys pass through. With that 16 deception roll, and same thing, those two platforms butted against each other with like the big magnets on either side. Doors slide open, and inside here, you see that it's the same size as the coach car is, but it's got maybe like a third of the seats, maybe a fourth of the seats. The seats are much more, much bigger, much more plush. It's got two bathrooms. Like as soon as you walk in, there's a washroom on either side of the left and right to you all. excuse
bullshit.
Me. Yeah, it's a really comfortable. There's more privacy like in between seats because there's more room and there's these little, they're like thick curtain dividers. So if you really wanted to eavesdrop, you'd probably be able to still, but it's at least more privacy than that coach car. And here you see that there are four total people only, and they are sitting in one little square of two booths facing each other, and you can hear that they are, first off, you can tell right away they are all armed, and they are also just kind of hanging out, shooting the shit. And it seems like they're just kind of passing stories back and forth. So before we go further, I was going to ask, what do you two think your approach is going to be for this one? There is not a person on the far end of this train car. Like the ticket taker behind you.
Well, we're out number two to one, and I'm not sure of our chances of taking them out silently. We could back out and try and climb over the top of this carriage.
That's a good idea. I like it.
Okay.
It's just us two.
Like, okay, so like go back onto the
now the signal
the two platforms.
Unless I ain't running back to the back of the train again. So now the signal is dependent on us getting to the fucking train.
So they would still alert to a gunshot.
You gotta get there somehow to get back up. And now if we get there, get the train, we can come at him from two angles. When the other guys come in through the back of that carriage, we can come through the
That's
front.
That's a good idea.
Like that.
So wait, what car are we on now?
You guys are on car number 4.
Out of 8?
So you know that the you guys are in the first luxury car, first class car. There's one more first class car, two supply cars, and then engine.
We should go straight to the engine.
Yeah. I think we try and make a beeline over the roof. And just not get noticed by those fellers.
Yeah, let's do it.
Right. Otherwise, we're probably going to get into a gunfight, right? And that's going to really fuck everything up. All right.
We do a couple toot, 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 toots.
That's it.
And then disconnect the engine.
Okay. Going back into the train, or back into that platform where it's like open air around you, there are ladders affixed to the right side of the train car going up. You all will be able, you will be able to climb that for free, just like movement. So like if we were in combat, we'd have to be tracking that. But so you guys could climb that. But then it's going to be a little tricky footing up there to make it to the end. So I'll just say that as soon as you two both climb up there and it's kind of shaky on the feet, it's mostly flat, but it's, the edges are kind of like curved down. And there's some stuff in the way because up here there's actually these, it looks like... kind of looks like little electrical boxes.
Like vents.
Yeah, there's some vents and like some like electrical boxes that are up here. so you got to do a little bit of like maneuvering around. So to get from one end to the other, we will need acrobatics checks or whatever you guys want to try to do.
Is there anything we could tie off to?
Yeah, there is. Any of those things that I mentioned up there, you could probably get a rope around.
But like, not like a rail or anything.
To make it all the way across? No.
All right.
It's funny, they've actually got a picture of the roof on this adventure.
Let's see it. Can I see it?
Yeah, I could send it to you guys. And I'll send it in Discord real quick.
Oh, I'm not in Discord. My phone's dead.
Oh, I'll send it in Zoom chat, I guess. But Zoom chat's freaking weird. Here it is.
Look, I drank a bunch of tequila yesterday and got my nails painted. They're beautiful. I did deadlifts with these nails today.
Alright, I sent it. To be honest, I don't know exactly what all that stuff
is. What is that? Is that like each car looks like that?
Yeah, each car. That's the roof of each car.
Sorry, still loading for me.
So yeah, it's just like, I mean, the beige things are like skylight windows, I do believe.
Okay.
So they're like skylight windows looking down.
Oh, we could peek in every one of them. Take a look.
Yeah, a quick look at I got some of my equipment, maybe.
Well, this is weird.
But yeah, I don't know what that thing that goes all the way across. It's like the metal. I don't know. Just looks kind of like lightning rail train stuff.
Oh yeah, I see. Kind of
power shit.
Power shit. All
right,
yeah.
That's some power shit right there.
Don't touch that power shit.
No, I'm trying to keep my hands out. I don't see nothing that really would help me.
We could tie on those little rails.
Yeah, just put it around our waist as a safety gear or anything like that, but I don't.
Yeah, we have ropes.
Yeah, it's true. We got plenty of rope.
That's what they did in the old days.
I guess we'll tie off to the ladder. We got like 50 feet of rope. Should be plenty. We'll tie off to the ladder so I don't. So if I do fall, at least have something. Yeah. And then, like, spool it around my waist.
Okay. We'll just do the dex checks to see how well you all are able to get across. They're pretty low. Or, I mean, they're acrobatics. Unless you wanted to argue for something for a different skill check.
No, acrobatics seems to be fair. It's the balance, isn't it? So.
Whoa, Sean Marston with a dirty 20. 12 beats it. Sean Marston's definitely more sure-footed than Jambalaya is. But you both are able to make it across to the end of this train car. And it is a 10-foot gap between trains. So I don't know what you guys are wanting to do. If we're gonna go roof to roof to roof. So the way, just a reminder, the way jumping in 5e works is that long jump, when you make a long jump, you cover a number of feet up to your strength score if you move at least 10 feet. So like you get a 10 foot running jump and you can jump whatever your strength is, which I'm guessing both of you have at least 10.
I'm jumping at least 15 feet.
15, yeah. Okay, so you got 15 strength. Sean Morrison is a 13. Fighter, probably. 13? Okay. Yeah, so you guys could make this.
Every one of these.
yeah, that's true. But for this, with both of you having the strength score and to make the jump, I don't think I would even...
Have us roll.
Make you guys roll. Yeah, you guys got the strength to make this jump. You guys just could make this jump. If we want to just go
like badasses.
Yeah, this is a pretty badass scene if you actually really zoom out and think about it. Like, you guys are just fucking running along the roof of the stream.
If you actually spend the time to really visualize some of the stuff we've done, you would be
it's
absolutely horrifying and awe-inspiring at the same time.
Ball shots. So,
it, fucking gruesome.
A lot of gruesome cock and ball torture. Yeah.
A lot of wiener mutilation.
Well, I never said we was good people.
That's true. We have never anywhere on this show claimed to be good. Yeah. If anything, maybe lawful neutral or straight neutral, maybe. I don't know.
We mostly do good things.
Yeah, exactly. Just like
maybe enjoy bringing people to justice a little bit too much.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the, you know, it's the means justify the ends kind of thing, where it's like, we're doing good with questionable means, which is better than doing bad with good means,
well,
I would think.
You can't live like a lily liver city boy. Because they, you know, this ain't the city. It's wild. Full of wild people.
I mean, fucking you two live here.
Oh, that's right.
you guys want to peek in the window of this next car and just look
sure.
I'm going to... I'm just going to keep...
Check or?
I'm going to... So, for the actual acrobatics part of it, I'm going to keep that. Stealth. No, I don't think you would need a stealth check.
We're gonna move a train, right? It's gonna be reasonably loud anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's take a look.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, by the way,
terrifying speeds of 30 miles an hour.
Well, mentioning it being pretty loud anyway, you all had that, you know, notion of the gunshot, but really, those magnets in between each car are giving off a pretty loud hum. So honestly, car to car situation, you don't even know if like each car is gonna be able to hear like a gunshot. So especially like this far down, you're almost certain now with all the extra noise going on that if you fired a gun now, Doc and them definitely wouldn't hear a gun. So it's probably a really good call for you to swap that signal. But you two can peek down into the skylights and you see that there are two bandits. Again, same amount of chairs and everything. This room's a lot more sparse. There are two different bandits that are lying on two different benches. They are sprawled out, and from what you can tell, it looks like they are passed out, sleeping on the benches. Nobody else is in this car.
Just two of them?
You want to bushwhack them?
Yeah, there's two.
Yeah, let's take them out.
Take them out, because we're all going to have to, like... If we're going to double back to that previous carriage and take out those four guys when our backup comes, then, yeah, we get these guys killed. So I guess we're going to try and creep in, slit their throats while they're asleep.
I'm going to use my luck point for stealth check.
Okay, hold on. I'm looking... So, there... Okay. Where are we going in from? Are we going in from ladders, down doors, window? I'm
just going through the door. There's no sense in trying to, like, do some Mission Impossible shit through the skylight.
That's it. Front or back?
Back.
You know what I mean?
I don't know.
On either side. Well, I mean, how close is one, you know, is the relatively one close to each door, or...?
They're both in the middle, because the way that this is, the middle section's the one that has the seats that are facing each other.
Maybe in the... which car is this? Third car? Fourth or second car?
This is number 5, so you were... Okay. Two supply cars away from the engine.
Oh, so supply cars. So we should go in the front.
Yeah. Well, I guess we need to, like, cover each door, right? In case they try and run.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. One okay, on each so, side. Yeah. That's a good idea.
You roll better, so if you're going to have to... You take the front door, I'll take the back.
Stealth check, right?
We will do... I'm looking up, real quick, like, sleep and stuff in D&D, because, I mean, I don't think it's unconscious, right? It's not unconscious, right? Is it just incapacitated?
I don't know.
Let me see.
I've never encountered this.
I know, and that's why I'm looking up, because there's, like, rules for, like, coup d'etat, where, if somebody's a... Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Coup d'etat is, like, toppling a state.
Yeah. There's some rules that I think I'm going to need to look up, because
it's, like...
You
should throw them off the train.
I mean, that's kind of dangerous, because we've got to, like, pick them up. I mean, we could do it once they're dead.
Yeah, once we kill him.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, like, fuck it, like Hitman.
Exactly like Hitman, yeah.
let me see. 5E.
Choo-choo, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'll look up the spell sleep and see what it says it does for them. Starting with fall unconscious, so it is unconscious that they are considered. An unconscious creature is incapacitated, and then automatically fails dex and strength saving throws. Attack rolls have advantage. Any attack that hits the creature is a critical. That's what it is. That's the thing that I was looking for. Okay. I knew there was some, like, bonus, like, pretty big bonuses. So we will have you guys make stealth checks going in to not wake them up. Mm-hmm. And we'll say that one's closer to Sean Marston, one's closer to Jambalaya. So if, like, Jambalaya fails, we'll say that Jambalaya wakes up. If Sean Marston fails, Sean Marston's will wake up. So yeah, you guys climb down the ladder on either side of you.
Oh, no!
What did you roll?
8.
An 8 stealth check.
With my luck point.
Oh, with your luck even. No, wait. Oh yeah, lucky just grants you advantage on a roll, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Should we have advantage because of the noisy train?
that's what I'm looking. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that.
So wait, do we have an advantage too?
So you can't get, like, double advantage, right? So, like, because I was thinking, like, well, they're asleep, so you should have advantage, and also it's a noisy train, so you'd have advantage. So we'll say that you guys each have 1 advantage.
Oh, so I'm fucked.
For those 2 conditions. Well, Sean, we can say that you will mark down that you used a lucky point.
I did already.
And then now you can roll again. Because I think lucky you can just, like...
Oh my god, dude.
Man, okay, so...
I was rolling a diss every time.
Well, Jambalaya's was actually a 19. Sean Morrison's going to end with an 11.
That roll, every time. 5 out of 5. And then the 8.
I'm Googling sleeping perception check. To see how that even works.
I feel like 11's not going to be...
Well, it was passive perception, right? So...
Yeah, it says sleepers are unaware of their surroundings. Ah! This my GoPro keeps falling off my monitor. While a creature sleeps, it is subjected to unconscious, so it is worth that blindness and unconscious, unaware, blah blah blah, audible things. Use passive perception. Yeah, so okay, so yeah, I will use. Wisdom? So I'm gonna use and it's Sean. Would you get 11 or 12?
11. Mine's 12, so I'm guessing his is around that.
It's probably gonna be really fucking close. Let me see what this is. It's got a plus 0, so yes. It means it's 10. It means his passive is 10. Yes. Holy shit, Sean Marston,
he's on your bundle.
You
I tripped or something.
You're
for God's sake, Sean.
My Bible.
And he's like,
God dang it, trying to be quiet over here.
But you two are both able to get up to your two bandits.
How do we kill these guys?
Well, brutally, we go to sleep with melee weapons, right?
Yeah. Oh no! I'm gonna stab this guy in the eyes twice.
Oh boy.
Okay, so what we're gonna do is you guys will both get a surprise round, but your first attack's gonna be advantage and also insta crit.
Yeah.
How do I even roll that insta crit?
Go ahead and
do max damage.
Well, actually, I found out that crits are actually better than that. What's your melee weapon damage, Sean?
1d4 plus 3.
So yeah, we'll do for that. We'll do 4. We'll do a D4 plus 7. and you get to roll with advantage.
Do I have to roll? I don't have to roll hit, right?
Yeah, roll hit. Just because you may really fuck up. Who knows?
Twice with the advantage.
25. Yeah, 25 hit. So roll, type in slash 1d4 plus 7.
Every time I type slash, it's typing like all kinds of shit. That is weird. I can't type a slash or it brings up like a bunch of stuff. You should come look. I've never seen this do this. I'm going to try and refresh or something. That's weird.
Okay. Or, let me see how much HP these bad boys have. Whoa, they only have 11 health. I think they're both fucked.
I think it's
John Elias is.
Can you roll it for me? Just roll it for me.
Yeah.
You won't let me type slash for some reason.
I rolled max! I rolled 11, and I just said, was there HP 11 or 12? Where did it go?
He gets two stabbies.
I said 11. I think I closed out because I assumed they were going to be dead. I'm pulling it back up just in case. They have 11 health. And Sean Marson, to yours, one stab is all it takes.
Yes!
Stab
That's
it.
That's fucking brutal.
Yours doesn't move. Jambalaya. I don't.
So I just rolled.
I think
hit.
Yours. Is, I think.
So.
Well, yeah. I think yours is gonna be dead. Oh yeah, you haven't rolled damage yet, have
no,
you? And it's gonna be a crit. And your light hammer is.
1d4 plus 2. But in any case,
he's
dead. Even without crit damage, that's enough. So Jambalaya just does like a steak in a vampire with his Bowie knife and taps with the light hammer.
That's.
Let's clean up our mess now.
Okay, and while you guys describe how you're like cleaning up the mess, and I'm gonna take my shot of fireball for the first.
I'm gonna pull up my handkerchief and just scrub down the blood.
I don't needn't bother with your own handkerchief there, Sean. What you do is you just wipe it on his sleeve.
That's a good idea. That's genius.
Don't get blood on your own stuff.
Mm-hmm. I like that, boy.
There you go, good as new.
All right, I'm just gonna put this dude on my shoulders, and just walk him to in between the cars and just toss him off.
Front cars or back car?
I'm gonna toss him right under the wheels, the train wheels.
But are you going to go out the front door or the back
front
door?
One?
By the supply cars.
Car. Yeah, I'm just going to toss them like underneath the track.
Okay. Yeah, I think you two are able to carry people just fine. I got so many tabs pulled up for killing sleeping people.
Murdering people how to kill sleep.
Murdering people in their sleep in Dungeons & Dragons. I'm probably on a couple of FBI lists now. Yeah, this car is completely empty now.
Sure is.
What's the plan going further towards the engine? Are we going back up on the roof?
I think so.
Or through the supply cars?
Why break the tradition? We at least got a buffer in between where we know there's going to be a probably quite a serious fight.
Okay. Let's hop up on the roof and you guys can climb up there and peek in the first windows again. Look down, and this car looks nothing like any of the other cars you guys have seen yet. This one is all wooden flooring, and it's pretty jam-packed with, there's a couple different things. Like, it looks like full-ass wagons. Like,
full-ass
like
wagons
that you would tie. Ass wagons. Nothing but asses spilling out.
My God.
Two big wagons that you would, like, tie to, you would, like, tie to horses are parked in the middle of this thing. And then there's also a bunch of wooden crates and barrels. And then there's also a bunch of, like, it looks like suitcases with, like, fantasy bungee cords. keeping them down.
Fantasy bungee cords.
Well, in the picture, it looks like bungee cords, and I realized it can't be bungee cords, right? Because it's fucking.
I guess they probably had some kind of springy fiber or something. But nevertheless, let's not bicker and argue about the existence of fantasy bungee cords.
Is anyone in this car?
No people in here.
No people in there.
Let's just cruise on past.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we could waste time looking for loot, but...
I figure
if we're going to disconnect, then we should disconnect from these goods cars and just have the fucking the people ditch, right?
Yeah, that's a good
idea.
We
could always raid the things later. Yeah, go on then. Can we disconnect them now? Well... Yeah, we'll be kind of leaving our friends in the lurch.
Yeah. But they have no connections to us now, so.
We just robbed the train.
The one guy knows, yeah.
We've got too many loose ends now, Sean.
Let's steal the loot.
We should commit to this bounty. All right. In any case, we got to at least get control of the train. So yeah, we'll cruise through to the next one.
Jump over. This one, you peek down and
tunnel
again. It's what? You gotta lay flat real quick. Shit, that would be fucking funny if I did just spring a tunnel on you guys. You guys peek down in this one. This one doesn't have those the butt wagons, but it does just still have the wooden floors. And just there's no luggage in this one. This one is only crates and barrels and boxes. It looks like you think that the last one had this pretty large section of luggage. So this one, it's just goods that Brimmer's transporting.
No people again.
No people. Well, you wouldn't really jump like that to this next car, because this is the last car.
Oh, okay.
And then the next is the engine car.
Just slammed in the car.
I think for this one, you guys would want to actually climb down the ladders on the far end. Sure. To get to the platform. Let me send a picture of this to you guys so that you guys can kind of get an idea of...
Will you stick it in the Discord for me? Because it it's loads far quicker. Actually downloading it. For...
Let's see here. There it is in Discord and in Zoom chat.
Okay.
There it is for you, Sean. So yeah, it's going from obviously the picture that I've got is of the first kind of supply car that I described to you guys. Sure. Where it has like the suitcases and stuff. So yours doesn't actually have that on this that's connected to the engine, but yeah, so that's kind of the, you guys can now see like the connection between the two. But it looks like the entryway into this engine car is, this one actually isn't those automatic double doors.
Yeah, how do we get in there?
Yeah, is there some sort of mechanism or...
It is a, this one is a wide steel door that has a handle and a lock on it.
Another way to
and
enter?
It also has, no, it's pretty solid, but the door does have one of those eye flaps on it.
Well, I guess we'll knock.
Yeah, you can't see through it. Just knock a couple times.
All right, you guys drop down on this platform and knock on the door, and after a few moments, you hear...
What was that guy's name from
before? I already told Bremen, you all need to quit bothering me. We'll get there when we get there.
Oh, you got this.
Toot, toot.
It's funny because I was actually after asking you about the toot toot.
Where'd my sound go?
Hello?
Hold on.
His AirPods died.
Oh no. Hello?
For some reason, let me.
God damn it, Clancy.
There we go. Alright. Can I hear you guys now? Yeah. Alright, I can hear you guys now. I don't know what... I don't, I guess so, but I didn't. They didn't give me a warning beep. So sorry.
What? I told... We'll get there when we get there!
You got this?
Hello, mister! You're the train driver! Hello.
Conductor, yeah.
It's my birthday. Can you make the train go toot 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 toot?
Genius.
My uncle is Baron Bremer, and he said that you can make the train go toot 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 toot.
So smart. Game over, dude.
All right. You are going to need to do another deception check.
I'm too small to look through this. To look through
the slot opens.
We crouched down.
Yeah, we crouched down beneath it.
I'm too short.
What's your name?
Don't get advantage on this because it's not... It's not reliant on me.
Billy!
It's a crit.
No, you did not.
Natural 20.
Oh my god.
Billy!
This is the third...
Billy
third
Bruna.
Time this month.
Please help me. I need the train to go toot.
How many nephews and nieces has Bremer had? This is the third time this month. Toot toot!
Well... It's got a lot of brothers and sisters, and they are very pretty, and they like to have lots of babies.
This is the... You tell your uncle he's going to start giving me 1 gold per toot.
Okay.
It's getting ridiculous.
So you will be owed 6 toots. 6 golds for 6 toots.
And you hear...
Yeah.
All right, now... Now we disconnect this thing.
Well, that's summoned our buds, hasn't it? So we need to, like... Well, I'm sorry. I'll go back in the character.
Gate slides shut again.
Fucking natural 20.
Right, so...
God damn it.
Yes. When you really need it, it comes. 90-20. Yeah, so we go back to that carriage that had the 4 guys in. Hopefully, the security guard knows that our guys are going to come through. Those 4 fellas are probably going to get up and attack them. We'll bushwhack them from the back, take all those guys out, and then disconnect the carriage.
Can I just say, this may be the most competent, maybe by accident. This may be the most confident plan you guys have ever had, because I'm sitting here running it all through my brain, and I'm like, you guys mentioned to him, to the ticket ticker, your 3 companions that would be coming through, and you've cleared out everything else, and, like, I don't know, to me, yeah, let's do it. I can't see any kind of... DM road bumps I can throw at you guys. That was a good...
So we're going to, like, post up on either side of the front door to that carriage.
To the first class car.
And wait for our buds to come in the back door of that carriage. And then see what those four guys do. And then we'll burst in from the other side.
Okay. Yeah. I think it's probably about the same amount of time. Because the same amount of cars for you guys to walk through. So I think you two get to the doors on the far towards the engine side of the car. Just as you can see through the glass windows, Doc and Twang and Silas kind of leading the charge, come into that room at the same time. And you two are looking through the window, and you can see Silas and them walking through. And the bandits are still there telling their stories. Silas and Twang and Doc are still just, like, walking towards you. They probably think that, like, you know, it's cool. Like, you guys gave the signal, so they're coming to find you. And then you can't hear of the hum of those magnets nearby you. But you can see that the bandits turn and start to have some words with them. And then a few moments go by, and one of the bandits draws their gun at Silas.
All right, we're gonna go in
high. Right, let's do an initiative. Like I said, Doc doesn't fight. Twang, I'll have to check. Twang might not fight either, but Silas will. I'll have to pull up Twang's sheet. So I'm just gonna do 1 roll for those three, and I'll
oof.
Well, you just had a natural 20, so... Oh, I got 1 nat 22. Okay, Sean Morrison, what'd you get for initiative?
I see.
Let's see here.
9. Okay. Okay, so it looks like I'm going to have, I'm actually going to have a lot of turns in a row, unfortunately. okay, so, Silas will be up first, and Silas is going to, as soon as his character sheet loads, I know he's got, light crossbows. I think he might have two light crossbows. There he is. Crossbow fighter ignores loading property, multi-attack, can make two attacks with hand crossbows. Cool. One person, one of these four, definitely is like the captain, leader of this kind of like fire team. So Silas is going for that one. And he raises, as soon as he points his gun at Silas, Silas is quicker to the draw and shoots both crossbows towards him. Wow. I think they're both going to hit. We know that would have hit the non-leaders because you guys got those bad boys while they were sleeping. The 14 is actually just going to miss. It's going to fly right over and like just cut off a couple hairs. The other one's going to hit, and it is going to be for a total of D6 plus 4. Whoa, max damage. 10 points of damage to the leader of the two. And then it is going to be Bandit's turn. So I guess you guys aren't in there yet, right? Like, we rolled initiative. Okay. Well, that one is going to fire its gun at Silas. It is going to hit.
Oh, no.
For 12 points of damage, Silas. Ooh. Oh, damn. Ouch. Silas is pretty beefy.
Wait, we don't get surprise attacks or anything like that?
Hmm. That's a good question because they don't know about it. You two.
They've got their backs turned to us.
Let's do that. I'll finish this kind of Silas and Bandit attack. And we'll give you guys a round of surprise because you guys saw this whole situation, right? Like, I mentioned that you guys saw Silas walking in and then the confrontation. So you guys could have burst in unbeknownst to the Bandit. So I'm going to keep track of this turn for these two, but we'll also put you guys... give you guys a surprise round. I think that makes sense. Sean, you want to go first? Because you rolled higher than Trent who did.
I'm just going to pop two shots off the closest guy.
Probably a random bandit. Not the leader, but just one of the random lower ranking.
Yeah.
16.
I'm a beast.
Your plus is... plus 8. Yeah. I feel like you haven't ever missed an attack.
That's crazy.
Yes, those both hurt. By far. Oh, no. How about we attack two different people? Because...
yeah, that's fine.
Oh, wait, no. okay, so a 9 and a 10. So you'll have a choice. Do you want them to both hit one and kill one? Or do you want them to hit two and weaken two, but not kill two?
I'll hit two of them.
Okay. Those two, both of them, you rip. You think that left to their own devices, they're probably going to bleed out already. They are already, right away about to die. Jambalaya, what would you like to do for your surprise round?
Following up on my good buddy. Giving the old 1-2 with pistols, I'm going to throw my light hammer and my bowie knife.
Okay.
Those corresponding targets.
At both of them, okay.
Just try my luck. Go.
Wow! A nat 20 and a nat 1. You really split the difference, didn't you?
I sure did.
Honestly, their HPs were so close and everything that I don't think it really matters which goes to which. But yeah, the bowie knife sticks directly in the back of the head of one of the ones that Sean Marston just shot. The light hammer, fucking... We usually don't really do like fumble or anything like that when that one.
You can say I throw it out the window if you want. I'll just go.
I was gonna have it hit like Doc or Twang or someone. Shit. But well, no, hey, we'll just have it go and hit the far wall, of the train. Okay, and then that was Silas, Captain, and then there's only three bandits left. One of which is going to use its action to hide. The one that was shot by Sean Marston and missed by the hammer is going to duck under a bench, and you guys can't see him anymore. He may have vanished. The other two are going to... You two just popped in and killed their friend, so I think they are going to... one shoot at each of you. So an 18 at Sean Marston for a 9. This is actually with a hand crossbow. So Sean Marston shoots at you. If an 18 hits, that's for 9 piercing.
Yep.
Jambalaya, the other one that shoots at you, is a little bit spooked, shaking hand, and is an 8 to hit.
Nope.
No sure. Now we go to actually Sean's turn.
Again?
Yeah, that was your surprise round.
Okay, I'm gonna shoot both those guys again.
Oh, well, one's dead.
One of them's dead.
Oh, shit.
Did you pick a brand new guy, or is it the captain's yeah. injured?
The other one, and I'll shoot the captain, too.
Now. Okay. We'll do... First one will be for the captain with the 20. The other one with the 12 will do to the other person that you shot.
Mm-hmm.
No. He hid. I forgot that he hid under the bench, and you cannot see that one. So you can shoot one of the other... The last remaining bandit that is not yet hit. And the captain.
We'll do that.
Yeah, because I forgot that the one that's gravely wounded is now hiding under the bench. So yeah, you pop off a shot, hit the captain, 8 points of damage. I don't know. I feel like you guys do a lot of damage.
Because we got guns, boy.
Yeah, that's true. Guns do a lot of damage, don't they?
He's got 2.
And then, the other shot... Whoa. Did that kill that bandit in one shot? It did. It fucking killed it in one... Wow. They have, so, the reason I kept getting confused is because they have 12 armor class but 11 HP, so I kept swapping which was which.
I have to be a legend by now, right? I mean...
You will probably start to... The ticket taker didn't know Jambalaya's name. But you think that by now, you guys' infamy is probably starting to really grow across West Hollow.
We're doing a lot of cool shit.
Well, but then again, though, everybody that runs across you guys usually dies. So yeah. They don't really get this.
We're like heroes to a whole city of pigman.
That's true. I do believe all that's left, Jambalaya, it's your turn. You can see the captain. And you know that there's a bandit somewhere under one of these chairs.
I got a ding-dang doozy for you, my friend. Well, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to unsling my long rifle.
Okay.
I'm going to shoot that there captain right in his face.
Yeah, well, he's got his back to you, so the back of his face. Well,
through, the back of his face
shoot him in the
face.
Through the
back. Bullet will pass through his
face.
Yeah,
with a 20, yeah.
That ain't the right damage, though, because I rolled a
D8. I was going to say that looked like kind of low damage.
Yeah, it should be a D12. Let me see it. 1 D12 plus 3.
Oh, 15.
Oh, my God.
Is noticeably more damage than a 6. This
still standing?
Yeah, this tank is still standing.
Well, I'm going to action surge, and then I'm going to use that to cast fairy fire in a 20-foot cube where the last feather was hiding.
Oh, shit.
So what that means is that within any object within that 20-foot cube is outlined in blue, green, or violet light. Any creature in the area when the spell is cast is also outlined in light if it fails a dexterity saving throw, which would be a 14.
Um,
13. That got any pluses to his dex there, or is that...
So I just looked in. At first, I looked at the the bandit captain has a plus 3.
The I don't bandit, need to see the bandit captain.
Yeah, the bandit has a plus 1.
Darn! Well, if it meets, it beats.
But it's also hiding under a bench, so I'm thinking that maybe. Oh no! Find a stair so they can't hear you too. Hopefully it wasn't for too long. I should be able to hear you guys now.
We have to wait for the podcast.
Yeah,
those pearls of wisdom.
Dang it! I hope it wasn't too long. I'm almost positive when I swapped from my earbuds to my headphones that I looked and I could see that my desktop audio was still coming through here. But I don't know if... I don't know. Let's hope that it wasn't super long. But so sorry about that. But yeah, the podcast will have everybody recorded, luckily. Either way, I'm thinking that with the bandit being under a bench, obviously it doesn't really have full advantage of dex rolls.
Well, I guess well, yeah, it okay. can't dodge.
Okay, yeah. Well... Either way, yeah, it wiggles real good somehow and is able to avoid fairy fire. The bandit, however, wow, also avoids it. Jeez. So you make a big poof of light, but they both somehow are unaffected by it.
Dang. Oh, well, I made a disco car.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool in here. Silas is up. And that is a plus 6 to both. He's going to shoot 2 crossbows at the captain again. That's kind of... Oh, wow. We jinxed it. We said we were talking about how good Silas did, and then he rolled a 10 and 12, and both the arrows just stick into the walls of the train car. Captain is going to run towards Silas and pull out a sword and start making 2... Wow, a 20 and an 18. Ooh, it's a good thing that Silas is pretty beefy because that's going to be for a total of 15 points of damage. Silas is about half right now, so Silas isn't looking great after this. This guy is kind of overwhelming him. The other bandit's going to stay hiding, and then it's going to go to Sean Marston.
I'm going to go up on him and stab him.
The bandit captain? Stab him real good. Yep, that's gonna hit. That one's not. So 15 will hit. Natural 1 plus 6 will not. So 5 points of damage. You run up behind him and you stab your bowie knife into him. Still standing with a bowie knife sticking out of his back.
This guy's a beast.
This guy is. But it's Jambalaya's turn, and even though he is still standing, doesn't look like it's for long.
Well, just to make sure, I'm going to agitate my swarm. And I'm going to take aim and shoot him again with my long rifle. Uh, 15 to hit.
Yes, that does hit.
So that's that's 1d12 plus 3.
No. Nope.
Plus
1d6
from the swarm extra force damage.
Oh, whoa, so close. He's still standing. You got anything else, or you want to go to Silas and lean on Silas finishing him off?
I don't know if I can do nothing else, really. I cast Hunter's Mark, and that would have given me, as a bonus action, that would have given me another d6. Can we retcon said I cast Hunter's Mark as a bonus first?
Sure, you'll have to roll pretty good on this. Is that a 3?
I don't know why I did that. That's a 3, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
There's some.
Hold on, I gotta control Z what his HP was. That's gonna do it.
Alright.
So it was literally the addition of the Hunter's Mark that's gonna put him in the ground.
Cool. Consider yourself marked, bitch! I say as his head explodes. Ridiculously high caliber round.
And then so it's got a nat 20. So Silas is going to go under the booth and pull out that last bandit that's on death's doors from Sean Marston's attack and just put his hand crossbow like an inch away from his face and fire off and finish that one off. Alright, I heard the toot toots. So what's the plan?
Well, we're going to move up to the goods cars and we're going to try and disconnect all the carriages behind.
Let's do it. Sounds like a plan.
Next one's free. I'll just hold out my hand and the returning Bowie knife pings back in. And then my wasps bring my wasp mage hand bring the hammer back. And then we're ready to go.
Okay. So we need to we'll have to go through the next car that's completely empty.
Nobody was ever in here, fortunately.
And then we'll go to the platform of the next car. What's the plan for disconnecting these?
Well, any of you fellas know anything about magnets? Fucking magnets, how do they work?
They're like rocks, right?
Yeah, I don't need to talk to a scientist. Motherfucker's lying and making me pissed. That's quite enough insane clown posse for today. How are we going to interfere with some kind of magnet, right?
I'm trying to Google how to stop a magnet because I don't know.
We need like something non-conductive in between. They'll try and like break the bonds or something. Or if it's an electromagnet, we need to turn the power off somehow. Or
we could probably either turn the power off in like maybe like the engine car, or maybe push real hard, push it outside of the magnet's reach. They both sound pretty hard.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I got an idea.
Okay.
What if we tie a lasso to one end of the car and we try and fix it on like a pole or something? We go fast and hope that that's got enough, the rope's got enough to like
make it. Gotcha.
Jar.
So I think in my experience a rope can usually do about 500 pounds before it will break. So that's pretty good, I think, right?
I mean, it don't need to like hold it forever. It's just to give it enough of a jar to let the magnet separate.
Right. You want it?
You could use like multiple ropes.
Yeah, well, you can get a chain from somewhere. You could try it with that. But we've got plenty of rope. So we like braid it. We're going to braid a rope into like a real thick cord.
So how about like, Sean, you tie one to that magnet. Jambalaya, you tie one to that magnet. And then you both, when we go down past the next lightning rails, you both try to lasso them and get them to catch.
What could possibly go wrong? Yeah, let's do that.
I don't think rope's conductive, right?
Well,
so you won't get electrocuted, at least, I don't think.
I mean, it's good and dry. It's been stored in our packs and stuff. I ain't pissed up this rope today.
It's still conductor.
All right. What can go wrong? So it sounds like we're going to be, both of you guys are going to be tying your ropes to, the, like, in that map. You guys can see that there's, it would be tying it to the luxury car number two, the first class car number two, mm-hmm. right? The magnets, and then you're going to try to lasso when you go by some poles and hope that it at least gets it just far enough away from these magnets that you guys are on to disconnect it.
Yeah, I just want to try and give it enough of a jolt for the magnet to sort of, the magnets to slip.
Okay.
I have no idea if this would be physically feasible. Probably not, right? But
fantasy. If it was like timed right and they actually both, it's going to be on a pretty good lasso roll for you two, both.
I just know we ain't doing it with our hands.
Okay. So Sean, you want to use one of your luck points on this? Because it sounds like something that might be pretty important. You guys are coming down, and every, like, 1,000 yards or so, there are these poles on either side that go up, and they don't touch on the top, but they're pretty close by. For like the electricity and the train to go under, kind of get another boost in charge of magnetism and electricity to go through. So I think that would be a good target for you guys to both aim for, and just try to at the same time. Rope's going to be tied to the back car, but you guys are going to have to throw it and lasso it and get it to tie around to that. So I think we'll just go with your guys' lasso rolls for that.
Okie dokie.
Gerundu got a 16. Now, I set in my mind a 15 DC for this, because it's pretty hard, right? 15's a pretty hard DC.
I'm at +8 for mine.
Yeah, so Gerundu got an 8 plus 8, 16 total. So Sean Morrison...
I'll just do +8, I guess.
Yeah, just do the same thing.
It's not letting me do it again. Every time I type slash.
Oh, yeah. Oh, do you want me to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's doing this. It pops up like all this.
Oh, hey, you don't even need to use your lucky. You also got a 16. 8 plus 8. Wow, that's weird. Well, that's good, because that means that it's going to be like perfectly, you know, in sync. That you guys both throw these ropes around it. And the train goes a little bit past it, past those poles, and it takes a second, and then those ropes catch, and it kind of jolts the back seven car, or the back five cars back a little bit, and then the ropes snap. But it got about a 5 to 6 foot gap in between cars. And the three front cars continue going while the back five cars have now stopped, passed by those two lightning rail poles. And I think that's a really good spot to end. That was some good rolls, guys.
I love it when a plan comes together.
That was a good ass plan. The whole night was really good plans, and everything actually working out. It was weird to actually have like it snowball and everything work out actually. So good job, guys. Okay, Drone, do you want to talk about anything before we head out for the night?
Mainly that I am going to be the bad cop for people donating to the charity next week. So, donate to the charity, or I will come to each of your houses individually and sit on your sofa and not leave until you give me money.
And it's going to cost Drundu a fortune in airfare,
it's going to cost Adam an absolute fortune to pay me to go to all these places and, you know, demand money with menaces. But I'll do it.
By the stairs, don't threaten me with a good time.
But yeah, I'll do it, goddammit. You won't enjoy it. Other than that, yeah, you can see me all over the Majestic News Network, particularly that weekend. But in general, you can find me as Silas Lancaster on Roll for Weird, dropping on podcast feeds on Fridays and streaming live once a month. I'm going to sneeze, excuse me.
You can bless also find
me. Thank you very much. You can also find me as Jambalaya Pendergrass every Wednesday on your pod feed, followed by usually every Saturday on that week. You will see us live, as you have done tonight. Hello, live people. Alternate Wednesdays, you can find me as myself. Hello, I'm Gerundu on Dice Talk with Jeremy Fair. And finally, you can find me as Flex Grizzle, live as part of your broadcast team for Modrus Bloodspot Arena.
Trying to get anything we're talking about? What about how funny you're going to be playing fucking Red Dead Redemption next weekend?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty funny.
That, honestly, I'm really excited for people that never got to watch that a year ago, because I mean, a lot's happened in a year. You know, we've grown a lot in a year, so a lot of people may not even know about that, right? Yeah. About how shitty cowboys that came to be or anything.
It's not going to be, yeah.
So I'm really excited because that was. It was like 3 in the morning to 6 in the morning Eastern Standard Time. And yet it had like quite a bit of views, and also it was the most like memed thing of the entire 20
most clips.
Yeah, the most clipped thing of the entire 24-hour event. I ended up watching like the entire thing. It was like 3 hours long, and I watched like all of it. And I don't watch any video stuff like that.
Most of it was just a shoot in the shit. As cowboys, yeah. And just riding horses in between objectives,
running into trees and shit. Yeah. but yeah, the charity event coming up. Definitely check that out. I know like a lot of the stuff has been kind of spotty with. We missed one Shitty Cowboys, which isn't terrible, but then we've also missed, like, one Have What a Heroes. We've missed, like, 2 One-Shot Onslaughts, and we've missed a couple NBAs. So I recently sold this house. This is going to be the last Shitty... There might be one more Shitty Cowboys in this house. So I'm going to be moving at the end of April, and then I'm hoping that in May... Things have settled down and we can get back on all of our kind of regular schedules and we won't be missing anything else. So I do apologize for this.
Cut Adam some slack.
Yeah, cut me some slack, guys. Sorry for like any of the shows or anything that we've missed. We actually missed Roll for Weird last month. However, we will be doing a Roll for Weird this coming Saturday, which we never do. It's going to be like the penultimate event of the 24-hour stream, where the finale will be a Lore and Pour live. So definitely check that out.
I've got a good topic for you too.
You're going to need to tell me at least like, because we're going to be recording right before, right? So like, I'm not going to have any time. So you might need to tell me like, maybe a half an hour before Roll for Weird, because Jeremy's going to be doing that one shot. So maybe then. I was thinking about that.
Won't tell you at all.
I'll tell you when we start. So we hit record.
You just better study everything and hope you're right. Because if you haven't studied what I tell you, you're going to be in trouble.
I won't, because I can just bullshit it and it'll be fine. I've edited some of
that might be how you play it with everybody else, but you're going to be in charge this time.
That's how I did Beholders. I've been editing the Beholders episode that's supposed to come out Monday. I'm still trying for that. I think I can do it tomorrow. I'm going to have a lot of editing to do, but it's me and Ted from Nerd Immersion talking about Beholders, and me and Ted may have been the most drunk duo on that show yet. Ted was just drinking straight scotch the entire time. We were talking about Beholders for like 55 minutes. So I'm really excited to get that episode out there for everybody. Go donate. We've got over 30 giveaways. I'm going to rattle off a couple. We've got 3 D&D Beyond Sourcebook collections. We've got 10 $25 gift cards to Dyson V. We've got a $100 gift card to Dwarven Forge, $25 gift card to DM's Guild. We've got three different art commissions from Dice Nest. We have got... we've got a lot more. Jeremy is giving away a bundle of all of his adventures he's done. Soul Toys Bazaar is giving away four dice vaults. Dungeon in a Box, the subscription service that ships you a one shot with everything you need. Minis. They give you all the minis that are needed for the adventure, all the maps and everything. I'm still in contact with them about exactly how many they're going to be donating, but they're going to be donating some. They were like, how many do you want? And I was like, well, at least one, but like the no minimum, you know, whatever is comfortable for you and your company. So I don't know exactly how many of those they are, but it's a very cool company. We're going to give away some Majestic Goose merch. And then, we got a lot of shit. I think there's going to be something from Eldridge. Oh, no, what's it called? Eldridge Foundry, the custom mini makers. Still in contact with them.
But we better get that right.
Yeah, we better. Well,
we love you. Thank you for giving us free things.
Eldridge Foundry. I got it right. I was just thinking, I was just double checking because we're so. they're like,
giving you a hard time.
Yeah, they're like wanting to set up a call about like what kind of like donations they should do. But so they should be, their plan is for them to give away some stuff, and it's like, you know, custom minis that you make online. It's very cool. So yeah, tons of shit. You just donate $1 at least and get entered in all those. And with all that, everybody, thank you so much for watching and listening on the podcast. I think that's it. Did I miss anything? Probably not.
Nope.
Okay, cool. We will talk to you all in 2 weeks. So I think 2 weeks should be good. Yeah, 2 weeks will be the 17th. I won't be moving at that point. Now, May 1st, the next one after the next Shitty Cowboys, we will probably miss because I have to be out of this house April 30th, the day before. So...
We're going to be broadcasting live from the prairie.
from my fucking closet. I think I'm going to have to do a couple of streams in my closet. I really think I'm going to have to do a couple streams in my closet at my new house until the basement's done. So, but hey, you got to do what you got to do. But the first we may miss. So just be worrying about that. 17th, we should be here to wrap up this one shot. Thank you all, and we will see you then. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See you Friday.
Toot, toot.
Toot, 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 toot.